you know, we have this thing that we call Wood Esmeralda Buy That. And we do that every once in a while. And the idea is Esmeralda has a weakness for, as seen on TV, infomercial-type items and gadgets. So we gather a bunch of them together, tell you what the item is, describe it, talk a little bit about it. You can see these items linked up on our Facebook page. So if you want to play along at home and you want to see the items, you can check them out via our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Another reason you should like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nick D Show. And we describe the item, talk about it. Vic, Dan, and I guess on whether or not Esmeralda would buy it, and then she reveals, indeed, whether she would buy it or not. So is everyone ready, Esmeralda? Are you ready?
Yes.
Vic?
Yes, sir.
Dan? All right, here we go. Let's do it. Yeah. There it is. What has Esmeralda buy that? That's the question. All right. Are we ready for our first item up for bids? Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yes.
It's the As Seen on TV gym chair sent to us by listener Margaret. Thank you, Margaret. As Seen on TV gym chair. Again, if you want to see any of these items, they're linked up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Here we go. It's the world's most convenient home gym. Allows you to do full body workout from a safe, comfortable seated position. Because you remain seated, you maintain balance and stability as you exercise your arms, chest, shoulders, abdomen, legs and back. You can do over 50 different exercises. Stop struggling with heavy weights at big box gyms. Chair Gym has built-in resistant bands for a smooth, controlled range of motion, and it's easy on the joints. Work out smarter, not harder. Chair Gym works multiple muscle groups so that you get a workout in less time. It's an efficient way to stay strong, toned, and flexible. Easy to set up and use. Folds for easy storage. Perfect for all ages and fitness levels. It's $147.99 plus shipping and handling. Order now and get a bonus exercise guide, instructional DVD, and nutrition guide. The As Seen on TV Gym Chair. Shall we start with Dan?
Sure. If memory serves correct, last Wood Esmeralda Buy That featured resistant bands that toned the arms, and she did buy that.
Oh.
I also have an edict that if it involves a chair, Esmeralda would buy that.
You've learned your lesson on that one, though, yep. Dan, yeah.
Yep. Several times I guess wrong. Always enjoys a good sit, that Esmeralda. So I will vote yes. Esmeralda would buy that.
Okay, one yes vote for the As Seen on TV gym chair. All right, Vic, what do you gather?
Okay, dissension right off the bat. I think she would not vote buy this, and I'm basing that off of. I just think that if Esmeralda is going to sit down in a chair in her in the comfort of her, you know. Dwelling, she's probably, you know, just she wants to relax, watch TV, whatever. I think if she wants to work out, she's going to go to a gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Vic says no. Dan says yes. We've already got big moves. We're 12 seconds into this, and we've already got big moves. All right. I'm going to say no. I'm going to agree with Vic on this one. I also think it looks dumb. I don't necessarily think Esmeralda enjoys going to the gym. I think she has in the past, but I think she would, if there was something not as dumb as this, that she could exercise with in the privacy of her own home, to sound like Merv Griffin, I think she would buy that, but I don't think she's going to buy this. So Dan says yes, Vic says no, and I say no. It's our first big move. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
I do love sitting, but no.
Ooh.
No, I would not buy that.
All right. So, and Dan, you didn't get that.
No. I don't like doing exercises that I have to think up.
Well, they give you the guide
right,
and the DVD.
Right, but it's boring. All right. And I would just stop doing them. I need someone to tell me what to do.
All right. So you want a personal trainer.
Right. I need someone to yell at me.
All right.
Be it from a TV or
I will say this. Every time I get home in the morning and I put on the old TV, because it's always when I leave the apartment, I'm watching when Dan is kind enough to come and pick me up. I usually have Buzzer on, which is the game show, the game show thing. And whenever I come home, there's always infomercials on. Last three times I came home, Chuck Norris is like, I'm 75 years old. No, he's older than that.
He's 129.
He's 609 years old.
He's the
and my flex thing will help you. And here's my wife, who's 40 years younger than me.
77.
77. His wife is like 41. God bless him.
And he could roundhouse kick all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
In one fell swoop.
That's right. But that thing's on every day. So you should hire him as your personal...
Right, but then I'd have to buy that thing.
Yeah, but he'd yell at you. He'd be in your house and yell at you.
As long as he's included.
Chuck Norris is included in everyone. Everyone, every shipment Chuck Norris comes with.
He figured out how the movie Multiplicity, he figured out how to do that right.
There's another Comedy Central movie from the 90s right there, Esmeralda. Yeah. Multiplicity. You know who directed that movie?
Who's that?
Harold Ramis. The one, the only. Okay. Listen, we've got a break already. So we've got more
real quick so Vic doesn't complain.
I was going just going to.
Oh, all right. So that's for Dan.
Thank you.
All right. Vic was getting a little anxious.
I was going to say it after the break.
Well, Dan took care of it. All right. There we go. I'm not sure that's not the first time we're going to hear the sad trombone over the next couple of segments. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday. Hey, we got a couple openings for Wild Card Wednesday if you want to get your requests in. So get your request in. Wild Card Wednesday means any artist, any song, anything. Get them in now. 312-981-7200. Text them in. Your request for Wild Card Wednesday, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. That's 847 area code. Texted in. Ellie Golding with lights. All right. We are back, and it is in the middle of another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? So far, the score is Vic 1, Nick 1, Dan 0. So, and Dan, again, screwed by a chair. Hey, the chair thing, it's just not good luck for you, man.
No. The one chair she says no to.
All right. Are we all ready? Vic, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, Dan, ready?
Yep.
And most importantly, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay. The Turtle Travel Pillow. That's TRTL. The Turtle Travel Pillow, sent to us by a texter, and we thank you, texter. Sleep when you travel, be awake when you arrive. Scientifically proven to hold your neck in a better position than the standard U-shaped travel pillow. The secret is the integral support system hidden in the super soft fleece. One, the strengthened ribs provide scientifically proven head and neck support. Two, the super soft fleece and foam is stretched to create a comforting hammock effect. Three, the patented design fits any neck shape, jaw, and shoulder. All of this combines to give you the most comfortable sleep possible while on the move. Half the size of ordinary travel pillows, and it's machine washable at a cost of $29.99. The Turtle Travel Pillar. Pillar? Pillow. Dan, what do you say?
Coincidentally, going on a flight.
She is.
In the next 24 hours.
That's right. She's going to LCB or LBC, man.
With Snoop the O-double-G.
That's right.
I am going to vote no, even though she probably, you know, enjoys a good nap while she's sitting down in that chair. Because she loves sitting.
This involves a chair, too.
But I think it's a little weird looking for her.
All right.
Despite the fact it's covered by super soft fleece.
Okay. So no from Dan. Vic, in the newsroom.
No. And here's why. Here's my reasoning.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she is the type of person that sleeps on a plane.
Oh.
I think her mind is too busy. It's constantly going, and she's keeping Z awake the whole time probably. No.
Okay. It's V, by the way.
That's right.
Right. And Esmeralda, by the way, Vic, Esmeralda has a cat. I just wanted, I thought maybe you should know that.
I did know that.
Z is sleep that she'd be.
Z. I called him Z. Sorry, buddy. We'll have to come up with a, I'll have to come up with a new nickname, a reasoning why I call him Z now.
So that's two no's. All right. I am going to make it a universal. I'm saying no as well. And the reason I'm saying no is I kind of agree with what Vic says about maybe she's not a sleeper on the plane. I also agree with what Dan says about how stupid it looks. And I also don't think that Esmeralda travels enough to justify buying this. She likes to travel. She goes around, but I don't think she goes enough to buy something that she has to wrap around her neck. So I'm going to say no. That's three no's. The question is, would Esmeralda buy that? Would you, Esmeralda?
This one's kind of tough.
Okay.
Because I do own a travel pillow.
Okay.
I don't even travel that much, and I bought one. I'm going to say yes.
Oh.
Because it just looks like a scarf. I don't know why you're all saying it looks weird.
It looks stupid.
That's how scarves work.
Yeah. When it's 50 below outside.
Right. And planes are usually really cold.
They're not cold enough to wrap a scarf around your neck. Turn the blower off above your head.
But like, you put this, there's going to be like,
and
one
I do
neck,
sleep on planes.
One neck is going to be like really, you know, the small part of the scarf, and then the other part of the scarf is going to cover your cheek, your neck, and your shoulder.
Yeah, you won't even be able to feel the blower over your head.
Yeah, but I like that it because I would put it on the other side because I usually go towards the window.
You sleep towards the window.
Yeah, I lean towards the window.
Right. All right. Okay, well.
I like it.
All right, well, she likes it, so that's it.
And it's fleece.
All of us got screwed on that one.
And yeah, I do sleep on planes.
Right.
I sleep in any moving vehicle.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I can't sleep on planes because I'm too busy worrying about the fact that we're all going to die.
Yeah, I worry when I get, you know, when it's taking off, and then I just go, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then pass out.
Okay, this next one from Lake Geneva, Dan. I watched a video on this because the picture really kind of doesn't do it justice. This is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. This is the Blizzdent 3D printed toothbrush. And if you see the picture of it, I really suggest that you all go to facebook.com/NickDShow and click on this and check it out. It's the new toothbrushing system that will perfectly brush your teeth in 6 seconds. Here's how it works. Similar to a mouth guard that covers the top and bottom rows of teeth, users bite into a custom 3D mold. The mold has bristles tailored to your mouth and placed at a 45-degree angle. When ready, simply grind the mold back and forth and then up and down, brushing your teeth all at once. It's better than a regular toothbrush because its unique design allows access to difficult-to-reach and interdental regions without even having to think about it. It's efficient because you are brushing all of your teeth all at once, and it only takes 6 seconds. It's the equivalent of brushing for 3 minutes. It lasts up to 1 year. Costs range from $375 to $500, which includes $75 to $200 to create the mouth mold and $300 for the Blizzdent, which means you have to go to the dentist to get them to make a mold of your mouth. And then you get this thing. Bite onto it, scrape. Boom, 6 seconds, you brush your teeth. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. Dan?
So we've talked about this before, that, you know, despite the fact brushing your teeth is very easy, you know, at the end of a long shift, you're tired, it's the last thing you want to do in this world. And being able to brush your teeth in under 6 seconds would be very, very, like, appealing. But I think it's just a little too weird. I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Vic, in the newsroom, what do you think?
I think it's a good purchase. I mean, if you don't take cost into consideration, it's worth it. If this thing works, 6 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
But I think Dan's right. I think it's a little too gimmicky for her. No.
You're voting no as well. All right. I'm not going to go against the flow here. I'm going to say no. One, it's just weird. Two, you got to go to the dentist to get your teeth molded. Three, if you bust it, you got to replace it with another $300. In the video I watched of this that explains it, makes it even weirder. So I'm saying no. And also, here's my question. How do you clean this thing? Because it's going to stink. Like, if you stick that in your mouth.
It comes with a cleaner. It takes 12 seconds. And also, are you speaking from your heart, Nick, or are you just voting no because we're voting no?
No, no, no. I don't think she'd buy
this. From the heart, no.
Yeah, absolutely not.
All right.
Absolutely not. So, I mean, it paid off last time when all three of us said no. So let's see what happens here. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
No.
There you go.
This thing looks like a caterpillar. I don't know. It's frightening. Did you watch the...
I watched
the video that Dan sent, but then I watched the one after it, where it's the guy just brush... You know, he's actually using it, and it's scary. He's like...
Yeah, it's like...
It looks frightening.
Yeah. And my concern about the cleanliness is a genuine one.
Right, because like if stuff gets stuck in the little
bits,
like even if you just rinse
and
it.
And how bad is it going to smell? Like if you're brushing your teeth, you haven't brushed your teeth all day, and you got food, and you've had this, and you know?
Well, my thing, too, is it lasts up to 1 year. Do you get a new one?
Yeah, you got to get a new one for another $300.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, exactly. All right, well, we all got that one. How about that? All right. Score right now. Dan, 1. Vic, Nick, 2. All right. We will continue after the news with more of Would Esmeralda Buy That. And I want to thank all the listeners for your contributions. And again, check out these items for yourself at facebook.com/NickDShow. News is next.
The smoke is rising.
There you go.
The shadows overhead.
I haven't heard Gordon Lightfoot in a long time. Oh, boy. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah! Keith in Kansas requesting Gordon Lightfoot, a song for a winter's night. Because we're dropping 20 degrees from yesterday. All right. Yeah. Well, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And at 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich has the opening bell, and Dean Richards is filling in for Steve Cochran this morning. And we are back, and we're in the middle of another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? When we describe as seen on TV, infomercial type items, describe them, we look at them, and then we bet on whether or not Esmeralda would buy them. Right, Esmeralda?
Yes. Okay. By the way, Mary agrees with me, the headdress thing, she would wear it too.
Mary would?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think Mary just gave me the thumbs up. Or was that a different finger, Mary? I love Mary. She's the best. All right, here's the vote. The current score. Vic, 2. Nick, 2. That rhymes. And Dan, 1.
Oh.
All right. Are we all ready? Are we ready for the next item up for bids?
Yes.
Okay. The sock slider. I've seen commercials. This is kind of a regular commercial.
Oh, yeah?
I've seen regular commercials for this one, yeah. This was submitted by Wild Bill and Peter in Decatur. It's the fastest, easiest way to put your socks on and take them off. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Step 1, place sock over the cradle. Step 2, lower the cradle to the floor with the handle. Step 3, slide your foot in. The secret is in the unique cradle design, which expands the sock's opening and places it for perfect position. No more bending, stretching, or straining. Perfect for users of mobility limitations, with mobility limitations, injuries, and those who are pregnant. It's versatile. It works on all kinds of socks, dress, casual, athletic, and compression. The handle can also be used to help put shoes on and take socks off later. It's compact. It packs up for easy storage and convenient travel. $19.99. Order now. Get one free. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's the sock slider. Esmeralda, you've not seen the commercial for this.
I haven't.
Yeah, it's on the channels that I watch. I see it frequently because I watch a lot of channels that old people watch. All right, so Dan, what are you saying about the sock slider?
Well, knowing Esmeralda is owner of all kinds of socks like dress, casual, athletic, and compression. And this allows her to keep seated while putting on her socks. I'm going to vote yes.
You're voting yes on the sock slider. All right. Dan, have you seen the commercial for this?
You know what? Only after this got submitted. You know.
Oh.
Yeah, I had not seen it up until that point, and then I see it all the
time. It's on all the time. All right. In the newsroom, Vic.
No.
Is there any sort of thought process that got you to that?
Yeah, because this is a good product if you have, you know, if you're elderly or you have back problems, but a normally functioning person would not purchase this.
Okay.
There's no reason.
All right. So Dan says yes.
Emotional.
Vic says a patented no.
Passionate.
Not emotional. No!
Not emotional. Passion. Well, I guess it's an emotion.
All right. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna. Vic is on his own on this one because I'm also gonna say yes. That she would buy this. And here's why I'm thinking it. One, I'd buy it because, you know, I'm a fat bastard now. And it takes me 26 minutes to tie my shoes because I have to hold my breath while I do it.
You know, they sell things now you can put on your shoes that they're like rubber bands that go across so you don't got to tie your shoe anymore.
No, I'm not that. It's not that bad.
So you just slip them on.
Right. And I'm wearing my high tops, too. It's more lacing.
No, but these, they're just automatically on there, and you can all slip your shoe on.
Would you buy that?
Actually, I was thinking about it.
Oh, you see what's happening now?
But all what happened was the shoes that I bought, I thought they were like that, but they're actually...
They're not.
They're just slip-ons.
Oh, they're slip-ons, so you don't even have to worry about it.
I don't have to tie them.
So the sock slider. And also, I might be swayed a little bit with my vote here because I've seen the commercial so many times, and it works on me. Like, I watch the commercial, and after it's over, I'm like... Hell, I want to buy that.
Well, you get one free, too.
Yeah. All right, so Vic says no. Dan and I both say yes for the sock slider. Would Esmeralda buy that, yes or no?
No.
Oh, boy.
I am lazy. I'm not this lazy.
Okay.
And as Vic said, it's great for, you know, like they say, with people with injuries and pregnancy.
If you played the tape back, her no was just as emphatic as my no was.
I think it's funny that you guys think I would buy a thing to put my socks on.
Yeah, I would. That's why I would, because I'm a lazy bastard. I would do that.
They don't know you, Esmeralda.
It's because we don't drink coffee with her every morning.
Yeah. What? Yeah, you and Z have great insight into her heart.
What I would like, if the sock sliders that people are listening.
Yeah, they are. We get messages from the Sock Slider Corporation every day.
A thing to
them
slide.
And the Flicker Stick group.
Flicker Stick, baby! Flicker Stick!
A thing to slide on tights.
Uh-huh.
Because you have to pull those up and then you have to do it little by little so it's even.
That would be a two-person thing, though.
Right, but it would be like some sort of, you just slide your
whole
leg.
But you need somebody to do that for you, wouldn't you?
Well, no, not if, you know. Think about it, sock sliders.
Okay, sock sliders. I would buy your product, sock slider, because I'm a lazy, fat bastard. That's why.
Can you watch the commercial during the next commercial break and then tell us if you would buy it?
Really, it's a good commercial. I'm telling you, Esmeralda.
You would buy it.
It's a really good commercial.
Convincing?
It is, seriously. And they don't just show sick or old people putting the stuff on.
Right.
There's like able-bodied people going, look at how easy it is to put on a sock.
You lost. Let's move on.
All right.
You lost.
Vic is well in the lead. Vic has three. I have two. Dan has one. Dan, you're doing you're not doing very well.
No, I'm not.
You're thinking I'm really lazy. I'm just in the middle of lazy.
All right.
Keep that in mind.
Okay. All right. This next one, by the way, you got to see this one, folks. You really do have to see the picture of this one. I really think you should go right now to facebook.com/NickDShow and check out the link. To the Helmfon noise-canceling helmet. Submitted by Paul, our listener. Thank you, Paul. The Helmfon noise-canceling helmet. It's shaped and worn like a helmet. The Helmfon's walls are built to completely reflect outside sound waves so the wearer can work without hearing external noise. Similarly, the Helmfon blocks any sounds generated inside it. Music, movies, conversations to extend the silence for those around the Helmfon wearer, too. The helmet is equipped with a media board, including a mic, speakers, magnifier, and smartphone holder so you can watch movies, make and take calls, or even Skype conference. When available for purchase, the Helmfon will come in a variety of colors and customization options, including a helmet with Batman ears and one with a Cyclops minion eye. Wait a minute, if I put it on, I can look like JoJo.
Yeah. We would paint it just like JoJo.
Cost is unknown because the prototype, it's still in a prototype phase. The Helmfon noise-canceling helmet, I just want to say, For those people who can't see it, it looks ridiculous. I just want to make sure that people know that this looks absolutely ridiculous. So, Dan, the Helmfon noise-canceling helmet.
Well, knowing Esmeralda is a huge fan of that Martian cartoon character, and that's what she'd look like with this on here.
Marvin the Martian?
Marvin the Martian, yeah. You know what? I would say no, but since I've had such great luck with guessing today, I'm going to vote yes.
You're voting yes. Against your better judgment.
Yep.
Okay. Vic.
No. And I'm going to
that
try.
That was a less emotional no, by the way.
Not as mad about the socks as he was about the socks.
I dare anyone to look at this product and picture Esmeralda inside of it and not laugh.
Right.
Hysterically.
Yeah. I am also going to vote no. I think this is absolutely ridiculous. And I also think that Esmeralda would not put this thing on her head. Even if she was in the noisiest room in the world. I don't think. Or she could wrap her neck in that turtle thing, put this thing on, and freak everybody out on the plane. Okay, I'm saying no. Vic is saying no, and Dan, this could be the end of your game right here. You're saying yes just because your judgment has been so poor this morning.
Turn the George Costanza way.
That's exactly the opposite. That's how it works. Oh my God! My name is George Costanza. I'm bald. I live with my parents. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents. Okay, the Helmfon noise canceling helmet. Yes or no, Esmeralda?
No.
Okay.
But if I lived somewhere, like if I lived with a lot of roommates or something, this would be kind of neat. It seems kind of nice, like you're in your own little world.
Yeah.
In this helmet.
But you're saying no. Your answer is no.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say no. I don't need this.
All right. Vic again. Is Vic flawless this morning? I think
yes.
Vic is flawless this morning.
That's Look, correct.
Of course, wow. Vic is on top of it. Yes! Vic with 4, Nick with 3, Dan with 1. Wow, you're really hurting Dan this morning, Esmeralda.
You know, to what it looks like, the helmet from Spaceballs.
It does kind of look like Darth
exactly.
helmet. Yeah,
that's the first thing.
Or
I
no,
think.
No, not the Darth helmet.
No,
the other guys who wear the round ones.
Right?
Yes. I was thinking
the guys who are out combing when they say go out and comb the desert. Those guys have those.
Oh,
big...
I was thinking of Darth because it's so big.
Yeah, yeah, proportional.
Those guys who are combing the desert. Have a big round thing on their head, if I'm not mistaken. How am I? Why am I? I can't stand Spaceballs. Why am I? It's like, although that's my favorite joke, where they're combing the desert, and then they've got the African American guys have the pick. That's my favorite joke in that entire movie. All right. Anyway, so if you want to look like a cast member of Spaceballs, go ahead and get the Helmatron 6000 or whatever the hell it's called. Sing along. These dreams are, sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? It's the same song, and Corey Hart ripped it off. Billy Bill requested Corey Hart Sunglasses at Night. Now, granted, I like both songs, but that's a blatant ripoff of Sweet Dreams. So, hi! Welcome back, everybody. And we are in the middle of another heated battle here. Vic is way in the lead. Vic has not gotten one wrong this morning. Good job, Vic.
Thank you, sir. I only have a 1-point lead on you, right?
Yeah, it's 4-3-1.
Okay.
So Vic's playing very well. I'm playing well, and Dan's not playing at all this morning. I don't know what happened.
He quit on the coach. He quit on the coach.
He
the
did.
Eclipse.
It's the eclipse. Oh, man. All right. So are we ready to continue? Would
yes.
Esmeralda buy that? Okay. The split decision pie pan. The split decision pie pan. Again, if you want to see these items, you have to go to facebook.com/NickDShow and like us and check them out. Bake 2 halves at once to add variety to your dessert selection and satisfy family and friends with different tastes. These pans include 2 inserts for creating either a traditional, full-size pie or 2 halves. The lift and serve feature enables easy removal without wrecking the crust. Features a nonstick coating that allows for easy washing and is dishwasher safe. These pans offer more personality in the kitchen, fully equipping your inner baker to get more creative. Perfect for other dishes, whether it's turning out bite-sized pre-sliced brownies or savory lasagnas for dinner. Measures 9 inches in diameter by 1 1/4 inch. It is $10.44. The split decision pie pan, Dan.
I think this is a gimme. I think it's a yes.
Okay. Vic.
Agreed, yes.
This is an absolute gimme. If she says no to this, I am going to jump out the window. So the split decision pie pan, 3 yeses. Would Esmeralda buy that? Esmeralda.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
But it's only because I don't have a pie pan. And I would like to try this whole halvesies thing.
It's cool, isn't it? It looks cool.
Well, my only issue would be you would hope that everything cooks at the same time.
Well, that's a good point, because not every pie cooks at the same time.
Right.
At the same
so you would
time.
Have to have similar pies.
Exactly. That's
similar
true.
Filling stuff.
Unless you put in half of the pie for if one has to go in for a long time, you put in half the pie, let that cook for a while, take it out, and then put the other half in to equal that out. So if you have to cook one pie for 45
yeah.
minutes and another pie for an hour, put the one that an hour 15 minutes early. In 15 minutes, put the other half in.
The only problem with that is the pie pan will be very hot.
Right, when you put the second half in.
And it'll probably sizzle the crust or do something. I feel like it would dry it out.
Okay. I think the pie would have, I think you're right about that, but I also think the pie, that half part is a separate unit, so it wouldn't be as hot.
It says,
I don't think that the actual crust would touch the part that was in the oven. It would touch the part that it's already on.
What do you mean? It's going to touch the bottom.
No, it won't, because the thing holds it.
What do you?
It holds it. It doesn't, you're not going to, like, take, it's not.
What?
It's like a space, this half here.
Uh-huh.
This is in something, and it goes in there. Because you can't, like, take a half a piece, hold it, and put it in.
Well, no, you would pour it in raw. The ideal is you would pour both of these in raw and then cook it.
I did not think this one through.
Oh, man, Jesus. By the way, morning show producer Mary Sandberg, you'd also have to have the recipes, which would be difficult.
Right. Well, I would say you would make whole ones. And
yeah.
then you would just pour in filling.
I don't know. I think it's cool.
So you would have 4 pies.
I think it's cool. It's only $10, so everybody shut up.
I like the idea more for like maybe the brownies or
and the lasagna.
The lasagnas. Because then you could do a meat and a veggie.
Lasagna. You could do all kinds of stuff with it. I think it's cool.
Yes.
All
a
right.
Giant empanada.
Mmm.
Different flavors. Oh.
Okay. See? Now you're coming up with the ideas. All right. 5-4-2. Vic's in the lead. Here's our next one. The Smart Duvet Heat and Cool Self-Making Bed. Hate making the bed? The Smart Duvet Heat and Cool Self-Making Bed will do it for you. When you secure the Smart Duvet layer, a grid of air chambers allows you to inflate the channels to make your bed. That's not all. The new climate control feature sends either heated air from the control box during inflation, or evaporation cooling effects. This is all done through the app, which allows you to preheat the cool the bed or in advance, as well as preset bed making times. Saves money on heating and cooling bills since you'll be able to heat and cool your sleep zone rather than the whole room. End nightly couples' fights over the proper room temperature, fan direction, and quantity of placement of bed covers. Assist people with arthritis and other health conditions who experience discomfort during temperature and humidity swings and have trouble making their own beds. It's $199. Items will be available next month. You can pre-order now. So you can. It's a smart duvet. It makes your bed, cools off either side of it as well. So the Smart Duvet Heat and Cool Self-Making Bed. I did watch the video on this one as well, and the song was really annoying. Dan, what do you say?
You got to vote yes. Makes itself.
Okay.
Control temperatures.
Again, she might get upset because you're implying that she's lazy.
No, this one would fall into that, like, I'm not that lazy, but this is nice.
Okay. All right. And in the newsroom, Vic, see if you can go. You can bat 1,000 this week.
I'm going to just vote with my heart on this and say yes.
You're saying. He plays with such passion, Esmeralda.
He does.
I am also going to say yes. I think it's a cool item myself, and I think that she would think it's a cool item as well. So we're all saying yes. Either way, Vic wins this week. Either way, no matter what happens. So, Esmeralda, yep. Would you buy that?
Yes.
There we go.
Although I wonder, because of the bottom sheet.
Yeah.
You have to set that up nice and then let it roll up.
Yeah. So.
Unless
yeah.
you're one of those weirdos who doesn't have a flat sheet.
What do you mean?
Between you and the comforter.
Well, you mean no fitted sheet?
No flat sheet.
Oh.
Because there's people that don't have flat sheets.
Like between, you mean the non-fitted sheet that goes between.
Right, the one that's on top of you.
Right.
And then the comforter.
Right.
There's weirdos who don't use that.
Yeah, sometimes I don't, depending on the situation.
Yeah, well, that's sometimes, but you have one and you
I do have one, yes. It's on my bed right now as we speak.
Yeah.
And my bed is not made, so there you go.
Ditto.
That's why I would get this item. Nice job, Vic. Bat at 1,000. Let's hear it for Vic.
That Yay. Is the
I will
first
point
time
out
in
that
history.
I bet 1,000 when we got through all 8 products.
This is my day,
year.
Dan. Wow. This is my day.
Dan, okay, let Vic wallow in this. Let him have his moment. All right, we got a break. The news is up next. I'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda. Oh, no, you're going away.
Yeah.
Have a great trip.
Monday.
We'll see you Monday morning. Have a great trip and say
Thank
hi
you.
To Snoop Dogg for me.
Will do.
All right, we'll be right back with the news.